We're learning this week about the Isser of Tasparis, the Isser of getting a haircut for an Avel and for everyone else during the 9 days. So it starts off in the Gemara in Moikata in the bottom of Yudal Merbeis. The Gemara says, Avel, Isser betasparis, and Avel may not get a haircut. What's the source? What's the basis for this? Midikamar le Rachmara, Levne Aaron, when Aaron was sitting Shiva for Nadav Aviu, the death of Nadav Aviu. So the Pasuk says, it describes to Aaron and his son, Rasheichem al Tifru. The Lashon of Tifru or Pera means to grow long. So it says to Aaron and Bnei Aaron, it says, Rasheichem al Tifru, don't let your hair grow long, you should cut your hair. So the Gemara learns, Mechlal dechuli alma aser. To them, they shouldn't grow their hair long, but everyone else, all other Avelim in this world, should let their hair grow long, in which case we learn that it's aser to get a haircut. So that's what the Gemara says, very straightforward Gemara. It's interesting, we're going to see as we learn more dinim of Avelis, a lot of the halachas of Avelis are learned out from an inference, where one, you know, Yechezkel, we're going to see a lot of sources in Yechezkel, where he was told, you, Dafka, should do this, but every other Avel should do the opposite of you. So that's just the nature of these limudim. It must be something deeper to why that is. But that's the source, that a person who's an Avel may not get a haircut. So there's an interesting discussion in the Ritva and the Rush. What is the amount of time that a person can't get a haircut? Now, everyone agrees the halacha is it has to be shloshim yom. 30 days a person is not allowed to get the haircut. When it comes to a father and a mother, we're going to get to this in a different daf, that it's a longer period of time. It's ad sheyigar bo chaveiro, until a person looks so disgusting, the beard and hair so long, a person says, you can't show up, look at you, you can't walk around like that, it's disgraceful. So that's some period after 30 days where one may get a haircut for the loss of a father or a mother. But other than that, it's shloshim yom. So is this a derais? Is this a derabanan? So Ritva asks a very interesting question. If you look at the context of this conversation, when did this take place? When were Nadav Aviv, when were they killed? When the Mises Nadav Aviv take place? Well, it took place, says the Ritva, on the 8th day of Milum. The 8th day of Milum, and then what happened was, which was on the 8th day of Nisan. The 8th day of Nisan, they were killed. They died. So what happened a week later was Erev Sukkot, Erev Pesach. And what happens Erev Pesach? Well, the halacha is that Regel is Mevatel Gezerah Shloshim. It's also Mevatel Shiva. The way it works is, let's say, growing up, there's a friend up the block whose father died Erev Pesach. So the Yontif is always Mevatel, whatever stage of Avelis you're in. So they sat Shiva for a few hours or so, and once that was Chal, so Regel is Mevatel Shiva. So let's say a person sat Shiva, now they're ready in the Shloshim, they're in the 8th day or on, so then Regel comes, Regel's Mevatel, the remaining Shloshim. So that's the halacha. So the Ritva points out, so the Maisa, Aaron and Banav only were keeping that halachas for 8 days. Day 8 and 9, and do the math, and Erev Pesach, and then there was Mevatel. So how do you learn Shloshim? If we know the halacha is that one has to keep Shloshim, well, it can't be based on Bnei Aaron, because they didn't sit Shiva. They didn't keep 30 days. It was broken up by the Regel. So says the Ritva that there's two approaches. Either you're right that Shloshim is not Deraisa, rather only Shiva. Midiraisa, one may not get a haircut for 7 days. Beyond that is only a requirement midirabanan. The base on Bnei Aaron, only 7 days is deraisa of not getting a haircut. Alternatively, even the 7 days of the Isser getting a haircut is also only midirabanan. There are two shitas in the Ritva. Either everything's midirabanan, or only 7 days of deraisa. Beyond that is midirabanan. But the Tosas Rush says otherwise. Tosas Rush says, if you look in the sugya and daf, you test, the Gemara clearly says that there's a gzeir shava from Nazir. What's halacha Nazir? Stam Nazir. A person takes upon himself, he wants to become a Nazir. So how long is a Nazir for? How long does it have to be a Nazir for? At least how much? How many days? 30 days. How do we know 30 days for a Nazir? Anyone know the source? What? It doesn't say 30 days in the Pasuk by Nazir at all. Last week's Parsha is Parsha's Naso. It says the word Yihiyah. Yihiyah is the Gematria 30, the Gemara says. These are the one few places the Gemara uses a gematria. So Yihiyah is a 30. So we learn that it has to be at least Stam Shloshim Yom. So just like it says Pera by Nazir, let the hair grow long, which is 30 days, it says Pera by Aaron, the Gezer Shava telling us that Avelis of a Tasparas of not getting a haircut has to be 30 days. So says the Tosas Rosh, that's Gezer Shava. Gezer Shava tells 30 days. Ah, you're going to ask me from Aaron? That's because there was an external reason why the Lamaisa couldn't keep 30 days, because the Rego came and was a Vatlim. But that wasn't telling us Lamaisa, one shouldn't keep 30 days. To which the Tosas Rosh says that Shloshim Yom of not getting a haircut is a Deraisa. So there are three different opinions here. Either it's all Midirbanan, it's all midiraisa, or 7 days of deraisa, the remaining days are only midirabanan. Now, what comes out really interesting here is the source. The source is going to be very, very important in terms of defining the nature of this iser, and they're going to be a number of nafkaminas, meaning what? If you learn from Nazir versus learning from Bnei Aaron, when it comes to a Nazir, there's an iser, the Nazir has three isurim. What are the three isurim that apply to a Nazir? A Nazir can't drink wine, can't cut hair, and what? Yeah, can't go to that. Tumas mace. Those are three isurim that apply to him. Now, in terms of the iser of getting a haircut, so we don't care about how the Nazir looks. Nothing to do with his appearance. There's an iser to get a haircut. You can't cut hair. It's in the maisa itself of getting a haircut. That's aser. When it comes to Avelis, if you just look at Bnei Aaron ignoring Nazir, it's the appearance. The appearance of how one presents themselves. They shouldn't look presentable. They should look disheveled. The hair should look messy. So if it's about Nazir, where we're going to look at halachas that relate to Nazir as the source. If it's about only in the world of Avelis, only based on Bnei Aaron, it's going to be based on how one presents him or herself. So that leads to the first conversation. There's an interesting riff in number three about a woman. Does a woman require, does she have to keep these halachas? So the riff writes that an isha, a woman, is muteres b'netilas seyar la'achar shiva. After shiva, she's allowed to get a haircut. And he brings a Gemara Yivamos, which seems to prove this, but it depends on the girsa that one has in the Gemara Yivamos. So one can get a haircut after shiva. So what's the basis for that? Why would you think a woman could get a haircut after shiva? So at first glance, you would think, what? Based on Aaron, since Lamaisa, the Ritva said that Aaron only kept 7 days, and then the regular Mabatel, so beyond that's only Midirabanan. So since it's Midirabanan, there might be some built-in kulas that apply, so he's make up for the women. That's one approach.
If it's appearance, they have long hair.
Ah, exactly. So that's what the Bach says. If you look the next page, number four, the Bach writes, Hatam, the reason is, if it's all based on appearance, like Ronan just said, Hatam, Kadesh lo tisnavel. The reason why, we don't want her to look ugly to her husband, not quite what you said yet, but to look disgusting to her husband, im lo tisaper saros. We also have to understand the Shalom bias. So if she's going to let the hair grow long and look all messy and have split ends, so it's going to make her look disgusting to her husband.
Part of the Bibavater.
What?
Part of the
Bibavater. Right, exactly. Very good. Connect the different shirim today. So Mashi regila saper. So she's if she's not cutting her hair, she's going to look disgusting to her husband. But Ramban says what Ronan was saying. No, you know why we're makeup for a woman? Ramban b'shem mechachmei tzarfas his sigvamar hare ein darchel koyimos hashana b'tesporos. She normally doesn't get haircuts. How often does a woman get her hair? El megadlos hein sear klilos v'lamo yatiru la be'avil. That they like to grow their hair long. It looks pretty when they grow their hair long. And cutting the hair is undoing that. It's beautiful when the hair is long. So why would we let her cut as an avel if the rest of the year she rarely cuts her hair? Let her wait 30 days. Let her wait 7 days. And for that reason, we're makel for an avel. And according to this Ramban, it sounds like it's all about the appearance. It's all about the appearance. However, there are others who say that she's not allowed to get a haircut. Why not? The Bach quotes other opinions. We'll see in a second how to paskin. So we understand if it's about appearance. So why we would say, okay, after 7 days, let her get a haircut or not get a haircut. It depends on appearance. But if it's not based on appearance, there might be another reason why she may not be able to get a haircut. What's the halacha if we learn based on a nazir? You know, one of the when I applied to the Kol HaElyon, whenever anyone applies to why use Kol HaElyon, you have to get a haircut from Rav Shecht and Rav Wulig and Rav Ronsweig, a number of the Rosh Yeshiva. And they could ask you a question on any topic. Any sugi in the world. So I've shared with you over this year different my Rav Shechter experience. If not, I'll share another time. Now's not the time to go into my personal bechina with him. It was a fascinating one. But Rav Shechter was known. There was like almost a mesorah of questions he would ask people. So you would know, like, he liked to get you on questions that were simple and obvious and you wouldn't know the answer to. I'll give you one example that comes to mind. And he kind of builds up. It's like from easier to hard. So one person my year when I applied, so one question he had asked someone was, how many times a year do we say a full hallel? So the guy, I mentioned this before, but I'll say it anyways because I always find it funny. So he started to go and he said, okay, well, in Eretz Yisrael, what we say, Sukkis is, 8 days of Sukkis in Eretz Yisrael, that's 8, and then Chanukah is another 8, that's 16, and then Pesach, we only say day 1, that's 17, and then he's thinking, and he says, it must be a trick question. Yom Ha'atzmaut. And Rav Shechter says, no, Shavuos. So if we got Shavuos. So that was like a very obvious question and answer, of course. So those are the types of questions he would ask. So one well-known question he would ask is part of the Masorah he doesn't ask anymore because everyone knows now, at least in the Kol Elyon, can a woman be a Nazir? That was the question, can a woman be a Nazir? Anyone know the answer to this?
Yeah, it's in the Pasuk.
In the Pasuk. Right, the Pasuk says, Isha, Isha, last week's Parsha, it says, Isha, Isha, ki yafli neder la'azir la'ashem, that a woman could be a Nazir. Now most people think women can't be a Nazir because Shimshon was a Nazir, the man, he's a Nazir. Men don't grow their hair long so much, women do grow their hair long, so women probably are not Nazir. That's what people would think, for whatever reason that is. So that was like a type of question he would ask. So now, based on that women can be a Nazir, or a Nazira, she could be a Nazira, so then we could understand that why she should not get a haircut during these 30 days. If it's based on Naziris, if it's true that the halachas of Shloshim of Tasporus is based on the Nazir, so it makes sense why a woman, even after 7 days, shouldn't get a haircut. So that would be fine. But if you assume it's not based on Naziris at all, it's based on how one appears, not looking ugly to your husband, or she never cut her hair anyways, then it would be based on appearance, not based on there being a Maisa of cutting. How do we paskin with regards to women cutting hair as an avel? So if you look at number 5, the Beis Yosef, this is important yisod we'll get familiar with as we learn these halachas of avelus more. There are three, I remember the third one, but there are definitely two. Throughout Shas, we have many places where the Gemara tells us like a certain principle how we paskin, shilas. You know, Rav and Abaye, we paskin like Abaye, except for Yalkagam. So one of the principles we have is there are two areas that we're always makel. One is in Hilchos Erevin, the Gemara says. We're makel by Erevin. If there's a machlokas in Erevin, we always take the more lenient approach. And the truth is that there is no Erevin in this world that does not rely on a number of kulas. It's just the way, the only Erev that might rely on no kulas is one that's a completely walled city. Kew Gardens Hills happens to be a wonderful Erev because three of the sides of the Erev are walls. Based, the walls of the LIE, there's like a wall that dips down. But most Erevs rely on many, many kulas. And the Gemara says, we paskin like the more makel opinions in many areas of Erevin. And by Avelus, the Gemara says in a few places here, we're also makel be Avel. So how do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef says, number 5, Uli'inyan halacha, kevin sharif varamam maskim ladas achas, since they all hold that, now remember the Beis Yosef writes in his Akdama, very important. The Rif writes in the Akdama to his Sefer that when it comes to deciding halacha, how did I come to decide halacha, he says. Who am I to decide halacha? So the Beis Yosef writes, of Yosef Kaya writes in his Akdama, that I took the three greatest gedolim we had of the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush, and whenever the two lined up against the one, I passed like the roof of those three. Now, there are, of course, instances where he doesn't follow this rule. There are instances where he'll quote a Rajba or some other safer. But overall, his principle in Paskin Shalas was though 2 versus 1 between the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. So he says, since the Rif and the Rambam both agree to one opinion that a woman may get a haircut after Shiva, so that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. But the Darche Moshe comments in number 6, who's the Ramah, Af agav delacha kemekel be'avel, even though, don't we have a lacha? That we're always makel. Kamakam kaven the rabbim chalkin. So the Ramah doesn't only take into consideration the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. He says, he quotes Rashi, Tosos, Ramban, Rush, many others as well. You can't just ignore Rashi and Tosos. How do you ignore those two people? So therefore, he thinks that even though normally the lach is kedivrei makel, sometimes if the big guns are up against some other big people, we can't ignore Rashi. And he thinks there are exceptions where we are machmer even. Against his principle of Divrei HaMekel. You look in Shulchan Aruch number 7, it's very clear, this machlokas Sfaradim Ashkenazim, Shulchan Aruch says that Isha Mutaras B'Netila Seir Achar Zayin, a woman does not have to wait Shloshim Yom, if she needs a haircut, she may get one according to the Sfaradim. Ramah says, V'yesh Osrim Af Le'isha. The Ramah paskin that women should wait a full Shloshim, V'chein Nikr, that's how we paskin. Okay, are there ever any heterim to get haircuts during Shloshim? So we have an heter for a woman. It's only a yeshomim for the Ramah. If a woman really needs a haircut, so there's what to rely on. Is there any kulas for the men? So Gesher Chai and the Gesher Chai. Yes, sorry.
I'm sorry. Didn't we learn that the haircut was referring to a different makal? It wasn't referring to the head?
Oh, yes, you're correct. I didn't mention that. I did miss that piece in the Bach. The Bach did say one other explanation could be that when the Rif was talking about parts of the body that would be disgusting to her husband to see, that could be parts, you know, a temple or part of the face or whatever other part of the body could be disgusting. That is one explanation of the kula, but that's not brought down the halacha. Anyways, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch says she's allowed to get a haircut even on her head, and the Ramah says she can never get a haircut. It doesn't say any head or any part of the body. But it could be, it's very likely that based on what you're saying, that let's say a woman has some hair in part of the body which could be disgusting, could be embarrassing for her, so then perhaps even the Ramah would agree that she can get a haircut after Shiva if it's going to be a cause of distress. Okay. Number 8 is the Gesher Chaim. Gesher Chaim is an extremely important sefer. If one takes a look at the article book on mourning, so almost every footnote it quotes the Gesher Chaim. He's really brought down the halacha maisa, what minhagim people practice. We don't always pass like him, but he is really the one of the most important svarim on Hilchos Avelos. So he writes in number 8 that if a person im darish lo lizgaleach lestaper l'tovas haklal, if he needs to get a haircut for the benefit of the tzibur, he's going to visit the president, he needs to look presentable to himself. The tzarech rabim, if it's for the need, not for his personal needs, but the needs of the tzibur. So then he says, hitiru lo acher shiva gam toch shloshim. There is a heter to get a haircut after Zion if there's a great need. Now he doesn't talk about hefsin mamon, he talks about if there's a need for the rabim, if it's going to ruin his chances. Nowadays, I point out to people, when people ask me questions about getting haircuts during Svira, getting haircuts during 3 weeks, I say to people, you know, is there anyone in your company that has a hair, has a beard, or anyone in your company that has earrings or tattoos or anything like that? And oftentimes, depending on the industry, they'll say, yeah, there are. So I say, well, if they're allowed to come and dress like that, there's no reason why you can't come and dress with your beard. So we live in New York, and New York, being a very liberal place, has certain leniencies as well, and the way they dress will somehow impact and affect us halachically. So I said, unless you really think it's going to affect your job, if it's going to affect your job, so then there are kulas, but I'm guessing not, and I let them make the decision whether or not they think their boss will be unhappy with them walking in that way or not. Just because a wife doesn't like the beard, it's not a heter to get a haircut during these times. But again, sometimes they're necessary. Sometimes a person needs to present himself in such a way where he does need to look presentable, but again, you have to just weigh that to all the different options.
On the Tovas HaKlal, is that only referring to Jewish people, or does that mean even a mixture of, you know, Jewish and non-Jewish people? I mean, let's say it's something just that benefits the whole community, yeah. And there may be some Jews living in the community, but it's not a dafka for Jewish people.
Interesting question. I'm not sure.
City council.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
I would imagine, you know, that would be considered klal, even though, let's say, Rove of the Tiber, you know, the Kila might be not Jewish, but since there a significant portion is Jewish, then I would imagine that would be a heter. But if, let's say, you're going, you're representing a group that's not Jewish at all, then I'm not sure if that would work, if that would be a heter necessarily. I'm not sure.
Sure. Utah state senator.
Right, so, exactly, something like that. So, I don't know. I imagine not, though, but yeah.
Is the Gesher Chaim's heter, is that working off the shita that 7 days are d'oraisa and then after that's d'rabanan?
Right, very good. So what's his basis for this? So l'chora, all the heterim that we find is most likely based on that opinion that only the first seven is d'oraisa and the remaining ones are only with d'rabanan. That he doesn't, yeah.
I'm wondering otherwise, why would that heter not work for within the 7 days, or else, you know, according to the shita that it's derisa the whole time? So then, why right. Does it matter if you're after
correct?
The 7 days?
Right. So now, even if you assume, let's say they're all midirabanan, let's just say for a moment the Ritva has an opinion that even the Zion are midirabanan. Everyone will agree still there are different levels of severity that takes place. Is a drop-off. So even though, let's say, Zion is their bottom, we still take it more seriously than the Shloshim, which also doesn't have to be their Isa versus their bottom. Now, another heter that Eliyahu Rabbah says is if an Avil is getting married during his Shloshim, even though it's Shloshim for father and mother, which is more serious, still there's a heter. He refers to the Sugyas and Yardaya Simon Shin Tadihe, that you can get a haircut if one's getting married, even though he's an Avil. So he's passing to one's allowed to. So you can get a haircut.
There's no issues with getting married when you're
right.
In Avil?
So we have to, that's a whole other discussion. It's a very good question. So he refers to look at the sugyas and yardeya simon shin tadihe. We'll discuss that when we get to that in the Gemara, but you're correct. That's something that has to be dealt with, but there are heterim. So a guy has a heter to get married. once he's getting married, so now can you get a haircut or not get a haircut? The Eli Rabbi says you are allowed to get a haircut. But he says, parenthetically, there's another problem, though. Because we know that when a chassan is married, his shivas yimei mishta is a regel. So now he becomes a yantif. So now, mitzad avelus, he's allowed to get a haircut. But mitzad yantifirim, you can't get a haircut because it's yantifirim now. So that's the shah that he's trying to deal with. So firstly, this is a big chiddush in Eli Rabba in a number of levels. Number one is, during shivas yimei mishta, we know there's a regel. During the sheva brachos, there's a yantif. There's no tachnun wherever he goes. He has a certain din of a melech to him. He has to have a shomer wherever he goes. So we understand that during the week there's some level of yantifirm of mitzora. Let's say he sees a neged saras. The Mishnah says that we don't look at a chassan. There are certain days where the kohen looks and certain days where the kohen has to ignore and wait till afterwards. So when does a kohen not look? If a person is during shivas yimei mishta, he waits until afterwards because it's like a regel for him. So it's a regel. But the chiddush is that even erev, he's not married yet. We're trying to get a haircut for him to get married. So he's not yet a chassan. He's not yet married. Not yantid for him yet. So we see from here that even the erev, even the day of the yom chupaso before the wedding is considered a yantid for him already. And we have rayas for this. The halach is of a chassan, the day of his yom chupaso is in the shul. We don't have a mincha. So, he's not married yet. Elamai, we see there's a certain yantid already begins now. The big question they all ask is how can we stand up for the chassan is walking down the aisle? They say, oh, chassan dom melech, he's like a king yet. But that's only true once he gets married. He's not a king yet until he's a chassan. He's not a chassan yet. So one of the explanations is, no, even he's already a king now. The day erev chuppah, he's considered dom melech, he's considered a chassan, it's considered a regel already on erev yom tif. Right.
Why is cutting your hair? It's muksa, right? That would be the.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be a regel. It would be no different than, let's say, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a yantif as well, the halacha. It's based on the sugyan Pesachim Daf Nun. The Erev regel is Asr b'malacha. Why is Asr b'malacha? So, different reasons why. One explanation is because the day a person brings a carbon, they bring the carbon Pesach, is a yantif, the Gemara says. Others say he's so busy. So it's like a yantif. So what's Asr in Erev yantif? You can't drive Erev Pesach? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's not any worse than Chol HaMoed. It's not a Yantif of Pesach, of Yantif Rishon of Pesach, it's a Chol HaMoed regal. So whatever cool is applied to Chol HaMoed certainly will apply to Pesach. So here as well, when we call it a regal, it doesn't mean it's a Yantif, not Rosh Hashanah, it's a Chol HaMoed at best, it's a Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to drive all these things, you just can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Now you can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed for other reasons, getting back to the other sugyas we discussed, but fine, it's a low-level type of yantif, type of regel. So how are you allowed to get a haircut? If it's Erev Chupaso, is already considered a regel for him? So the Eli Rabba says, because since a chassan's domu lemelech, the yafyo techazen einach, he has to always look presentable, like a king, so therefore he's allowed to get a haircut. That's his understanding.
The question is, how can you get a haircut if it's a regel, because it's a regel?
Correct, exactly.
But we also know that regel cancels out the velus.
Correct.
So if the regal cancels out
the
avelus, then what?
No, it's regal. So regal knocks out avelus. So there's no avelus anymore. Avelus would be a reason I shouldn't get a haircut. That's number one reason. He's an avel. He's sitting. He's in shloshim for a parent, so he can't get a haircut. He's an avel. His chuppah comes. His regal pushes away avelus. So no avelus. Avelus off the table. But now it's a regal for him. Now you can't get a haircut during chol hamoed. So what gives him the ability to get a haircut for regal? So that's what he says. The pasuk says, since he's like a dom milamelech, a king gets a haircut every single day. He can.
Say after the shavi yimei mishta, would he be able to get a haircut if he didn't get a haircut before?
Yes. No, so he would not. At that point, he wouldn't be able to. Very good question. So then he wouldn't be able to, because then shloshim would come back into play, because shloshim is not batel through a chasana. It's batel through a real yantif. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot is mevatel shloshim, and then. Let's say Rosh Hashanah comes. Let's say a person sits Shiva day 8, Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah cancels out Shloshim, and you don't continue Shloshim after Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to a person who gets married, it only puts it on hold. But afterwards, he would have to continue to keep the Shloshim. Then the no Shiva starts. You start Shiva after. One starts Shiva after Yantif. It has to, for Yantif to be Mevata, we'll see these sugyas in the Gemara, has to at least start, be some chalos before Yantif for it to be Batel. Now, in your question in terms of, wait a second, how is a regel Mevatel the Shiva. That's what we're saying. That's the process of what's going on here. He's an Avel. The Shiva Yimei Mishra comes as Mevatel the Regel, and the Mevatel the Velus, and now he gets a haircut because he's Chasen Dom Milmech. So Prima Gadlam says, wait a second here. How could his Regel be Mevatel the Avelus? Look at number 10 in the Prima Gadlam. It says, Mikol Makom Yeshlai, and we have to look into this, the Regel Didei Derbanim. His personal Regel, it's Shiva Yimei Mishra for the Chasen. So it's a Regel Didei. Kevin Shekvar Chal Lav Avelus, Mikolim, since he was keeping Avelis beforehand, Ma Neimel on the Dachi Regel Didei, how is his personal Regel that applies to only him and his wife, no one else is experiencing this Regel, how does that have the ability to Mivatil Avelis? The Alti Shevani, don't tell me Miyamt of Sheini Shogaldius Shadase de Rabim. Don't tell me that when it comes to a person who has a death, a relative die on the last day of Pesach, eighth day of Pesach, Yantif Sheni, that we say he doesn't keep Avelis, that the Yantif of Yantif Sheni pushes off Avelis. So here too as well, we should say his Yantif should push off Avelis, because they're very different. The Yantif of Yantif Sheni is a Yantif of Aseh Derabim. It's a much more potent type of Aseh, of Yantif, that could push off Avelis. But a personal regular day of the Chasen and Kala keeping very small, low-level Yantif, to push off Avelis, he doesn't understand how is there a heter to get a haircut. It's still Avelis for him. You hear the Shaila?
Yeah.
So what's the answer? What do you think an answer might be?
What's a personal Avelis also?
Ah, very good. I would say less than that. It is a personal Avelis, but the Indian of not getting a haircut during Shloshim is also very low level. Meaning, had it been during Shiva, there would not be a heter. Shiva is also a personal Avelis. So the Yantif Didei, we wouldn't let him get married during Shiva. His personal regel can't knock off a personal Avelis. But his personal Yantif can push off Shloshim of Isser Tasporus. Because we start off by saying the whole Isser of getting haircut during 30 days is only, it's Machlokas, there Isser, there Banan, there's two different levels, but it's certainly much weaker than Shiva. So granted, his regel Didei, his personal Yantif is weaker than a Yantif Sheni, but also Shloshim is weaker than Shiva. So now you're lowering both ends. The Avelis is lower, the Yantif is lower, but they may be, according to the Eli Rabbah, one can be Docha, the other.
If you look at the first halacha of Hilchos Avelis in the Rambam, I think it says, it equates to 7 Yimei Avelis to Shav Yimei Mishneh.
Mm-hmm.
So there's clearly a connection between someone's Shav Yimei Mishneh and...
Right. There definitely is that parallel. We have the 7 and 30 and is a year. There's this parallel and opposite of emotions of a happy and sad days. But even though that the parallel exists, doesn't mean that the Shiva Yimei Mishneh has the ability to be Docha, the Avelis that already existed. And now we've been discussing up to now whether or not Avelis is Deraisa Derabanan. There's also a Shiloh whether or not Sheva Brachos is Deraisa or Derabanan. The Ramban quotes from the Yushalmi in Pasuk when Yaakov got married to Leah and Rachel. So it says they got married and the Shabbat Brachos were celebrated in two separate points, Shivas Yamim and Shivas Yamim. So Yishami learns from there the concept of Ein Marvin, Simcha, V'Simcha. You can't mix two Simchas together. So that gets into a whole conversation whether or not Shivas Yimei Mishneh is considered the Raisa concept or only Mi Dirabanan. Okay, let's now jump to the Srika, the Indian of Srika. We'll finish with this piece of getting number 13, getting combing one's hair. So this Tosos is gets to the whole Nakuda we've been discussing about whether or not the Isser Tasporus of an Avel is based on a Nazir, in which case nothing to do with appearance, just a mice of haircutting is always going to be Asr, even if a woman will be Asr, or no, nothing to do with Nazirs at all. The Gzeir Shava Parapara is only an Isser, it's only a Gzeir Shava, it's only an Esmachta Midirabanam. It has to do with one's appearance, in which case there might be some Kulas for a woman. So number 13, rather, Tosos says, he's going on the Gezer Shavah and Yud Tesamun Beis about para-para. Yei Shomrim, she'asir la'avel li'yos sorek rosho la'acher shiva. One may not comb his hair after shiva. Mishin de'amrinim, we say in the Gemara Nazir, men beis, by a Nazir, Nazir chofef u'mifas beis, he's allowed to shampoo and clean his hair, sorik, he's not allowed to be sorik because it's a psik resha. It's a psik resha. If he combs his hair, it's going to inevitably pull out some of the hairs. Now, this is actually a very important source for psik resha in Hilchos Shabbos as well, and combing one's hair on Shabbos. That also, if it's just like Nazir, there's an Isser to pull out hair, Shabbos also, there's an Isser of Gozes, a Malacha, to do Gozes, to pull out hair. So one may not use a brush that has hard bristles that's going to cause hair to be pulled out. If it's a soft brush, then there are coolers for it, but if it's a hard brush where it's a psikresha, just like a Nazir is not allowed, so too in Shabbos is not allowed, and so too says Toso, some say even a Avil is not allowed because it's about pulling out hair. But then Tosas writes, I don't agree with this opinion at all. Because when it comes to Nazir, the nature of the Isser is about what? It's about Maisa pulling out hair. But Avelis has nothing to do with pulling out hair. There's no Maisa Talisha when it comes to Maisa Gozes when it comes to Avelis. Avelis is all about Yipoy, how it looks, how the appearance is, in which case combing the hair, any hair pulled out, yeah, combing hair makes you look nice. But in terms of any hair being pulled out during the combing, that's not going to make you look nicer or not. That's just going to happen Mimela, it's going to Psegresha. There is no violation of a Maisa Gezizah or Maisa Talisha by an Avel. It's only about appearance, in which case the Tosa says that one is allowed to comb the hair. But we see these two opinions of whether combing the hair or not depends on whether or not Avelis is like a Nazir and there's a Maisa Isser, or it's not like a Nazir and it's all about the appearance, about the Totsa, the result of how one presents himself. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? Shochanach writes that afilu b'misarek rosha misarek mutter afilu toch shiva. One's allowed to comb the hair, brush the hair, even during shiva. And the Drisha brings a very interesting raya. What's his proof that you're allowed to comb the hair? From Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, we know you can't get a haircut either, but he says everyone washes their hair and combs their hair during Chol HaMoed. So you see clearly from here, just like there's an Isser to get haircuts during Chol HaMoed, yet combing's permitted during Chol HaMoed, so just so too Avelis would have the same exact din of... sorry, just had terrible news. Okay. So too, anyone who during Chag Avel is allowed to comb his hair as well. Okay, now if you look at number 16, the Shachan, we'll finish here, that the Beis Yosef says that afilu le'ishmot, even a man is allowed to get a haircut, because she'ein kan lo tanuk v'lo simcha, there's no sense of enjoyment, no sense of happiness when a man when he combs his hair, any hair being pulled out won't affect how he looks. Again, it's based on the appearance, but the Shach says, no, only an Ish is allowed to get a haircut, but not an Ish, but not a man. Okay, we'll stop here now. Reb Kamenetsky's father has passed away, Baruch Dayan Emes. Okay.